This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City Church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
Me, people of God today, you see, I know Pastor has taught us so much on grace. And the Lord just laid it on my heart, you know, that today we need to tap into this grace that we have been given by God. And I've titled my message, "The Gospel of Grace is the Power of God unto Salvation." You can turn with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The book of Romans says a lot about God's grace. So it would be good for us, anyone that have never read through it, spend some time to read it. You know, and ask God to give you revelation, insight. It's going to liberate you. It's going to give you an understanding of what God has done for you and I. And that's verse of the scripture says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And there you can say to the whole world. You know, it first came to the Jew, but now to the whole world. It says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." You see, you can substitute the word "the gospel of Christ" to "the gospel of grace." I mean, and put "the gospel of grace." In Acts 20:24, the same Paul referred it to that scripture in Acts 20. He said, Paul refers to the gospel as the gospel of the grace of God. You know, and today, that same gospel, which we've always heard, we always know, it is that same gospel means good news, too good to be true. You see, that is what God came to give us good news. And sometimes I wonder, do we really experience this good news? Is it a good news that is actually working on us? And Paul is saying here that I am not ashamed, you know, of the gospel, the good news of the grace of God. For it is the power of God. There is power in the gospel of Christ, the gospel of grace. You see, grace, that's why it says empowered by grace. There's power in the word of God. I strongly believe it. And I want to stir up your faith because it says it is the power of God unto salvation. It's that power that saved you and I. And that power is available today. It's available to touch your life, to change your circumstance, to reach you. The gospel, the good news of God, brings power with it. You know, it's not just mere words. It's not just mere words. As I stand here representing God, I believe the power of God will be made available for you. My word today is those that today you might feel that you're not good enough, or you feel that you need God more than ever before, or you're facing some challenges in your life. You're a Christian, but you're facing some challenges. It could be sickness, disease. It could be, you know, at your workplace, family life. You know, that's what the grace of God is, an unmerited favor. It's not something that in your own you actually earn. It's God, the creator of heaven and earth, the almighty one, the one that made everything. We all hear that the earth is just put on nothing. That is wonderful. It's awesome. That's how powerful our God is. Don't let the scientists explain it away. No man can do that. The God, the creator of heaven and earth, which man have dismissed, is the one that's given us the breath of life. That's why we are alive today. He's given us his grace. His grace came through Jesus. Because in man, we cannot earn his acceptance. We as flesh, through sin, we lost that relationship with him. And now is unmerited. That is what the good news is about. It's come to give you an unmerited, a favor you do not deserve. You know, and I'm believing God today that God will release his power on us today. He's going to touch you. You need the enablement. It might be that you're doing something. God has laid it on your heart to start a business, to do something different, and you're struggling. I believe I'm saying to you today that the grace of God is available to empower you. It's available to take you to the next level of that thing that you're doing. Or you're in your family, it seems you're going round in circles. You know, round in circles. Things seem not to be moving forward. I'm saying today, I'm here today to prophesy, to declare the power of the gospel. The power, he says, is the gospel of Christ. The God is the power of God unto salvation. There is power in the word of God. There's power being made available today. And all you need is to tap into it. Take it by your faith. That's why it says in that scripture, it says that for therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. See, the gospel of the grace of God that we preach is potent. That's what he's saying there, that it is the power of God. It is powerful. It is strong. It's mighty. It's formidable. No, it's influential. It's able to change you. You know, we've possibly been hearing over and over. We've gotten used to it. But I'm saying today that I'm not just speaking mere words. I'm speaking the power of God that is able to bring salvation. It's able to bring deliverance. You see, in Luke chapter 4, this is Jesus. And I believe that same grace, that spirit is here today in Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 19. This was Jesus. After he had been tempted of the devil, you know, then he came. After he was tempted, he came. And the Bible says in verse 14 to 19, then Jesus went back full of and under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him spread through the whole region round about, and he himself conducted teaching in their synagogues, being recognized and honored and praised by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue, as was his custom on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, as I stand today to read the word of God today. He said, and there was handed to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news, the gospel. That's the same gospel we're talking. Jesus is the one speaking here to the congregation. As you're looking, I mean, hearing his word, I'm standing reading that same scripture. It says, to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. I'm reading from Amplified. It says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You know, the day when salvation and the free favors of God is profusely abound. This is that day. And he began to speak to them. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled while you are present and hearing. Amen. Today, that scripture is being fulfilled in our midst. I don't know if that area, any of those areas face, I mean, qualify your situation. You feel downtrodden, you know, secretly. You know you need him. You need God. You need something. You need him to move forward. You know, you need that. And that's why you will see, you know, in the epistles, if you go through the epistles, when Paul wants to start from 1 Corinthians, he's always saying the grace of God and the peace of God be multiplied on. Because you need the grace of God. We need that unmerited favor for every moment, for every season of your life. You need God's grace. You need His power. You need it. I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know where you are. Sometimes I see that to me, there's a stirring in my heart, you know, to see God's power being made manifest in our life, being seen in what we do in our life. We're not meant to just live an ordinary life. We're not meant to live downtrodden. We're not meant to be, you know, I know we'll face challenges of sickness, of disease. We know in families there will be situations. You know, I know, and I believe there's someone here, you know, in your family, things are happening and it's affecting you. You know, it's having it's having an impact on you being able to live a normal life. And I believe God is saying to you that as I preach, as I'm speaking, it's bringing peace into your home. It's empowering you to go forward. You know, no matter what the background is, the history is, it might be as complicated as hell. God is here to give you wisdom, to give you insight, to liberate you today in the name of Jesus. You see, I'm not here to really teach, but to preach the gospel, to bring that there's power in the word of God. And there will be, you see, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, he said, you know, I've not come with excellency of or persuasive word of man's wisdom, but I've come with the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. That is what I want to see today. That is what I'm believing God will reveal to you and me. I believe you will be empowered by the grace of God today. By the grace, the power of God, the unmerited favor. I want you to hang all your good works. All your, you know, sometimes, you know, we face challenges because we're trying to earn these things. It's healing, it's deliverance. We're trying to earn it. But you see, don't put the cart before the horse. We need His grace. It's His grace that enables us. You know, there's no work of righteousness that can save you. I mean, we went out to preach, to speak to some people in the community, and we met a man. He said, you see, as far as I'm concerned, once you do good, that's all it is, then you will always reap good. You know, but the Bible says our righteousness, your good work is like filthy rag before God. God is holy. I don't know if there's anyone here. If you think, I mean, in the last, you've been able to live a fully holy, you've not done anything wrong. You can just wave your hand in your own self. You've not done anything wrong. There is nobody. You know, eventually I said to that man, I said, okay, so you're saying that if you do good, then you will, that's when good will happen to you. I said, well, can you tell me in your own life, have you always been good? It was pricked in his heart. He couldn't, he said, yes, you know, it's human flesh, you know, we can never be. I said, okay, so which means that we need a savior. We need His grace. We need the power of God. Because it's impossible for you to live a life of righteousness. It's impossible for you to earn, you know, it from God. That's why He has made available His grace to you. He's made available His power to you. My message this morning is to somebody that feel that they are imperfect in their ways. Someone that feel not good enough in themselves. Someone that is struggling with sin. You're struggling with sickness. You're struggling with a kind of disease. Or you're faced with challenges at home or at work. You know, or challenges in your life generally. You know, I bring the good news, which is the power of God to save, to deliver. I believe God's power is here as we're preaching His word. I believe is here. The power of the good news is that God Himself says, well, I want to save you. I want to help you. You know, I want to help you. And that's why He demonstrated that by giving His Son, Jesus Christ, to you and me. He gave His Son for you. You see, we cannot take it. We cannot take the grace of God for granted. We cannot just think that, well, all of those things that's happening is just okay. And just leave. You know, like, well, we should just live like that. No, there must be a time in which you lay hold on this grace. You lay hold on this, that this is the good news. God came to set me free from this. I'm not meant to be bound. He's set me free. He's come that I may live a life that is free, you know, free from oppression. You know, he came to set us free in the name of Jesus. I don't know, whatever it is that is holding you back, whatever it is, don't ever sit and accept it. It's a time for you to revolt in yourself and say, no, you know, I have received the good news that I am saved. It says, as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God. You know, he said, he that the Son of God has set free will be free indeed. You'll be free from sickness. You'll be free from diseases. You'll be free from every bondage, from every pain, you know, from every difficulty. No matter how complicated the situation is in your home or in your life as a person, no matter what it is that is challenging, that you feel sometimes that nobody understands, I tell you, it does not beat God. He understands because he made you and I. And I believe he's brought you and I here today because he wants to make his grace available. You know, the same way Jesus read the scripture, he said his anointing is here to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. In yourself, you feel poor because you so far from insecurity. You know, you don't in yourself able to stand. I'm bringing the good news of salvation to you. I'm bringing the word of God to you today, you know, to bring healing for you. Whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you struggle with, I want you in faith because the same Jesus, the Bible says God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healed all those who were oppressed of the enemy because God was with him. The same God is here with us, you know, and he's making his grace available. He's making his grace available for you and me. And I want you to lay hold, tap into it. You know, you can't live here and remain the same and live the same type of life. Whatever situation, whatever area of your life, I believe there's a grace for deliverance, a grace for progress here today, a grace for you to move forward, a grace for you to receive healing. You might have thought, yes, I've prayed several times. People have prayed for me. I'm telling you that God's grace is here today. You have to tap into it. You see, there's a story of a woman in the Bible. It's called the Syrophoenician woman. It's a Canaanite. You know, for those, just to give a background, I'll read it from Matthew 15. This woman, when Jesus came, he said, I've come, my message is to the Jews, because he did a lot of great work. I mean, within Israel then, he healed the sick. So this woman saw what Jesus did, how he healed the sick, how he turned people's life around, how he casted out demons. He came to him himself, herself. She came to him and wanted to receive of him. So I'll read it from Matthew 15, 21. Then leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. In verse 23, the Bible says, Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. He says, Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. That is grace in action. That woman, because she was not in the lineage, because the promise that God gave was for the Jews. It came through Abraham. And that's, Jesus knew where it was going. He knew that this was eventually going to be open to the whole world. But at that time, you know, Jesus was saying, you are not worthy to receive this. But what happened? The woman, through her faith, drew grace from God. So, and that is why your faith is so important today. So I want you to forget about all your weaknesses. I want you to forget about all those things that will make you feel you're not worthy. You know, draw by faith into him. Receive his word by faith. You know, receive his word by faith. You know, because Jesus now broke all of the, he broke all the law. He said, no, this woman have faith. He believed, he knows that there's power in the good news. Even though she's not a Jew, but and she was able to receive what she wanted. Her daughter was made whole. So today, as you look unto me, you're not looking unto me, you're looking unto Jesus. I stand as Jesus' ambassador. I'm representing him, presenting the same gospel of grace that is the power of God unto salvation. There is power when it's dynamite, it's dynamite, it's dunamis, it's like dynamite. There's power in what I'm saying. All you need to do is receive it and have faith in the God, the creator of heaven and earth, that you can believe that he can turn your life around. He can turn that situation around. However, how long you've lived with it, no matter what it is, or maybe you're here, you've given up, you know, in going forward. I'm here to see the church arise again and live in the fullness of God's grace, live in the fullness of his power. It says, you and me, we are the light of the world. You know, we're meant to transform this nation. We're meant to have impact. Sometimes I say, where is the impact we're having? But I tell you that that does not defile the power of God unto salvation with the gospel brings to you and me. There's power in his word. There's power to deliver. There's power to make your light shine. You know, he said you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. If your life is not like that, there's grace for you to receive that now. There's grace for you to go and be a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You know, for your life, wherever you are, within your family, to be one that will bring light, for one that will bring joy, that you will be one that will bring salvation, that will bring healing and deliverance. That is what the grace of God is doing for you and is meant to do for you and I. And I believe today, the power of God unto salvation is here today. Salvation is deliverance. It means healing. It means deliverance from lack, from poverty. It means deliverance from addiction in the name of Jesus. You know, as I'm speaking the word, I believe you're receiving the deliverance as your faith link on to his word. You know, and I believe testimonies will abound today in the name of Jesus. Testimonies will abound to the glory of God's name. You know, I want you to trust in his grace. You know, I want you to know that God's grace is available for you. He says, I am not afraid, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the gospel of grace. It is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, do we have believers here? Can you wave your hand if you believe? It is the power, which means it is power. It is the power of God, not just to save you to become born again, but also it's still available for you to carry on. You cannot afford to be weak. You cannot afford to give up. You cannot afford to live just an ordinary life. You see, you are not ordinary. You are a child of the Most High God. You are the child of the God that stretched forth the heavens like curtains. You are the child of the same God that called those things that be not as though they are. He is the Almighty, the All-Powerful. You carry his gene. You carry his gene in you. You know, you have, you see, that's why Paul was totally conscious of this grace. He said that I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, yet not I, but Christ live in me. He said, the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the same life I want you to live. That's the same life I want to be injected into you. You can't afford to play church. We can't afford to just come and think that is it. You carry the grace of God. You carry His power. You carry His love. You carry the Almighty God. You know, and you must see the manifestation of this. You can't afford to just say yes by word. It says that I've not come with persuasive word. I've come with the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God to transform your home, to transform your life, to take you to a place that you don't ever believe you can reach. I get annoyed with situations when things are not the way God wants it to be. And that's how you should be. You cannot be complacent. You can't afford to just live a complacent life. You have to agree with the faith, with the grace of God. And I believe that grace is available today. And I want you to tap into it. I want you to believe His word. You know, I know you know, you know, you know what the word of God says. But you have to take a step of faith. You can't just give up. You can't say, well, I've heard the word before, but I believe this is different. You're hearing not just the word. You're hearing the power of God unto salvation. You know, the power of the Holy Spirit is here. Whatever He has committed into your hand, this is the time to receive grace. You know, God has committed some work into some people's hand. I believe the grace of God is available here. And in a minute, I'm going to call people, call us to come forward to receive. I will ask the leaders to come forward. We'll pray for you. We're going to lay hands. We're going to agree with you. You know, that's why Paul, like I said, go into all the epistles. When he starts, it says, grace be multiplied unto you. 1 Corinthians says it. 2 Corinthians, he says it. In Galatians, he says it. Look at it from the start. He said, grace, you need this enablement. We need it. And you need to call on God for it. Say, God, I need your unmerited favor. I need your merited favor. Because I hear your word today, I cannot just leave. You know, and accept this situation. I cannot accept the status quo. I cannot accept this sickness and disease. I cannot accept it. My life cannot accept it. Because I carry the anointing of God. I carry His grace. Oh, Lord, make your grace available to your people today. Make your grace available.
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-ncc.org. And remember, God loves you.